Heal thyself. Key 8. Repeat. Using all of these keys together is not something we are taught in school, unfortunately. Yet we've experienced most, if not all of them, many times. We can use all of our basic human faculties consciously, deliberately, for our health. To heal ourselves, we apply all our keys to healing repeatedly and simultaneously in any order required, often. When we have created with joy, imagined joy, chosen joy, it is natural to shift our mind and heart to our imagined wholeness frequently. Our being is attracted to happiness, truth, and wholeness. We choose to feel happy and imagine health and wholeness when we wake up and again before going to sleep. We joyfully imagine health and wholeness before eating and after eating, before bathing and after bathing, before going out and after returning home, in between any activities. We choose to be happy and imagine wholeness while waiting for our webpage to load, for answers from colleagues, for food to be served, while waiting for anything. Every time we feel resentment, condemnation, jealousy, or pride, we take time out and eliminate it. We keep doing what we need to do in our present conditions, simultaneously imagining the conditions we want. Each day we remember that happiness is a choice, not determined by others or by situations, but within our own control. We remember that our desires, even for healing, could possibly not be for the best. There are things we don't know, viewpoints we don't see. It is good for us to work toward creating the best we can imagine without undue force or self-righteousness, but keeping open to the will of our true self. Here are some things we can remember to do. Clean up our act. We let go of any diseases of the heart we can find, since they cause disease and division inside, and because we have full control over them. No one else can take them away anyway. We keep our body and mind clean. We refrain from ingesting poisons and addictive substances. We refrain from taking the fruit of other people's labor. We refrain from deceit. We cultivate good thoughts and goodwill. We choose wisely the environments in which we spend our time and the people with whom we spend our time. Find the root. We look for the root of disease in all places, our physical activities and conditions, recurrent emotions, ideas, and beliefs, early or even ancient memories. We examine anything that feels stuck or fearful. We pay attention to physical sensations, evidence, gut feelings, emotions, conscience, and intuition. Joy. We relax and contemplate, or remember, our true self that is full of joy. We recall or imagine any variety of happiness. We choose to feel it and resonate with it. We don't ignore or deny our disease. We feel joy anyway, through it, at the same time. Imagine and release. We imagine being completely whole and healthy, feeling and looking whole and healthy. We imagine any details that occur to us without trying to push or compel. We imagine with all our being, all our senses, joyful and open. We enjoy our feeling of being fully healthy. We resonate with health and vitality. If we start to feel forceful, we back off and restore balance between being active and receptive. We remember to be open, to release, to feel happy. We remember who we really are and trust in life, in the magnificent universe. hold both imagination and reality. We don't neglect our condition or pretend it doesn't exist, even though we're actively imagining its non-existence. We continue doing what is needed for our comfort and healing. We imagine wholeness and ease while still taking care of anything that isn't whole yet. We don't get so carried away with happiness or imagination that we become passive, complacent, lost in illusion, or unstable. We are not so firm that we inhibit change, and we are not so taken up with imagination that we forget the difference between imagination and reality. Shift often. We shift our awareness often, from our physical reality where we do what is needed, to our imagination of wholeness and health. We do this many times per day. We can shift back and forth from dealing with practical details to feeling and imagining ourselves in the fullness of health. The more often, the better. Healing thyself is a daily affair. It leads us toward greater self-knowledge, wisdom, and discernment. It leads toward greater awareness of nature and nature's ways. It leads us toward balance. Nature cooperates. The entire universe cooperates. Healing ourselves individually leads naturally toward healing of our communities too, and toward healing of our world. Eventually, we will succeed.